Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. Joining me now from Unions for Single Payer Healthcare, we've got Kay Tillo. Kay, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
There you go. Kay, you know, I got to tell you, we've got TV going on in the background in the studio. And I'm looking at Mitch McConnell talking about, what they're going to do to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. And that's going to put 20 million people back out on the street without health care.
Well, if that's how many were gained who didn't have coverage under the Affordable Care Act. So I don't know. Some estimates have been if there's a total repeal, it would be 30 million. But I don't know how big it would be. But it's not clear to me yet exactly what they're going to do, whether they're going to repeal and delay, which is one scenario. In other words, I don't know how you do that, but to say they're wiping the bill out, but they're going to take some time before they replace it, I don't know what that does, but it doesn't do anything good.
Yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't do anything good. I mean, however, the Republicans have painted themselves into a box. They're going to take some of the stuff out of it that they don't like, and they're going to keep some of the stuff that everybody in the country likes, but they're going to have to pay for it. And some of the Republicans are going to say, no, we don't want to pay for this. And other ones are going to say, well, we have to do this. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, but, you know, this whole ideological thing that they've got going on where we have to just get rid of it is it's not doing themselves or it's not doing anybody else any good.
No, I mean, their problem is that they have sworn that they're going to get rid of it, and then they're going to make things better, and then they're going to make sure that there's no interruption in care. And it's not possible to do that with the plans that they have been putting forward, all of which are based on a marketplace idea or selling across state lines or, you know, just doing away entirely with any kind of subsidies. And, you know, all of those things are just going to make things worse. And, you know, if you're going to repeal it, you got to replace it with a national single-payer health care. That's the only thing that will make it better, that will actually give us a flawless, seamless transition into a better plan for everybody in the country. And of course they're not convinced of that yet, and so they're fumbling around. You know, they've been talking big when they didn't have the majority about how they were going to repeal and replace immediately, and they passed all those bills over and over and over again. Well, now that they're in a position when what they do actually will become implemented, they're a little bit slower in what to do because they're not in agreement and they don't have a plan that works.
I agree. And maybe this is one time where people will take a closer look at single-payer health care. You know, it's my understanding that most of the thoughts on single-payer health care is the actual individual pays about 3% of their gross pay. Their employer pays about the same, maybe a little bit more. And you're covered cradle to grave with prescribed health care coverage. And it takes the for-profit out of it. It takes the advertising out of it. It takes the extreme for-profit corporate pay scales out of it. And it gives people good quality health care coverage, yeah?
You are right. You are absolutely right. It takes away this narrow networks, you know, the idea that you can't see other doctors because your insurance company has a deal only with certain ones, and you can't go to the children's hospital, and you can't go to the best cancer hospital, and all of those things are connected to a scheme in which the insurance companies are in control, and that's precisely what we have to do, is take them out of the picture so that we, the people, gain control over our healthcare system and do it on the basis of taking care of patients and not on the basis of profit. So we can have a good system. I mean, we have all of the things that you need in place. We have an extensive system of hospitals and clinics and physicians and nurses, and, you know, we a wealthy country. We have the ability to have the best healthcare system in the world, but we don't. We're number 37 in the world. You know, we don't live as long as people in other countries. We don't take as good a care of each other. We have millions of people still uninsured. You know, we have like about 28, 29 million that never got covered, and we have so many people who are covered who can't afford their deductibles and their copays. So one of the things that single payer would do is take away any payment at the point of service. People would never be faced with, should I go to the doctor or take my kid to the doctor because I don't have the money, because there would be no payment. You just go and you get it taken care of.
You know, and what the shame is here in this country, we have a very large, proven, solid healthcare system that does this on a daily basis and does things like negotiate on drug prices and medical equipment prices and provides high quality healthcare coverage for their constituents. It's a VA hospital system.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, the more that you look at the assault on the Affordable Care Act and medicine and trying to get medicine to everybody in the country as opposed to just a chosen few, the more you can see why those very same people are attacking the VA hospital system without justification.
You're absolutely right. The VA system has done an amazing job. There have been times when there have been problems and it's been underfunded and, you know, there have been some difficulties. But basically, they do certain things very, very well. They follow up on their patients well. They have a electronic system that is not privatized, and therefore mm-hmm. they can communicate.
Yeah. Imagine
know,
that.
One of our problems is that in this country, every hospital had to go and every doctor's office to an electronic system. But because they're all different private companies, they don't talk to each other.
Right.
So, you know, we could have had the system that the VA has with an electronic system that is compatible between different doctor's offices and different hospitals. And it would have been cheaper, and it would be more effective and more efficient. But, you see, what we've been doing is setting up systems that are geared around payment and billing. You know, those are the kinds of systems. We don't need that. We need systems that are geared around caring for the patients, and that's much more simple to do. It's not as complex, it's not as difficult, not as burdensome for the physicians that have to use it.
There you go. There you go. Kay, any final words for us today?
Well, we have three more unions that have signed on to HR 676.
Congratulations.
And they're from Wilkes-Barre, the Central Labor Council, and two steelworker unions. And that brings the total of unions that are supporting 676, National Single Payer Healthcare, to 627. And we hope it will continue to grow. We believe it will, and that we will keep pressing until this is put on the nation's agenda.
There you go. Kay, thank you for all the wonderful things that you're doing. We appreciate it. You are truly a rock star. And you're working, you're doing great work and God's work, and we appreciate it very much.
Thanks for letting me talk.
Yeah, you're always welcome, Kay. We appreciate that very much. It was Kay Tillo, Single Payer Healthcare. Folks, it works with the VA hospital system. It works in Germany. It works in the United Kingdom and other places. It's not rocket science. About 3%, maybe 5% of your gross wages. Your employer pays the same thing. And you get hospital coverage, cradle to grave. Do you get a private room? Maybe, maybe not. Do you get cosmetic surgery? Maybe, maybe not. But you get high quality, good, solid healthcare coverage. And despite what some people want you to believe, no, you don't throw grandma off the cliff. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.